Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of Dr. Graham's book, True Womanhood. But first, here's Dr. Graham with his message, A Leader in Your Lap.
Acts chapter 7, beginning at verse 17. But when the time of the promise drew near, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, till another king arose who did not know Joseph. This man dealt treacherously with our people and oppressed our forefathers, making them expose their babies so they might not live. At this time, Moses was born and was well-pleasing to God, and he was brought up in his father's house for 3 months. But when he was set out, Pharaoh's daughter took him away and brought him up as her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. What a description of this mighty man, mighty in words and deeds. You know the story of Moses. Most of us learned it as Sunday school kids growing up. How that baby was born to two Hebrew parents by the name of Amram and Jochebed. His mother, Jochebed, was courageous and faithful. And according to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 22, by faith, she along with the father of Moses was not afraid of Pharaoh. And therefore, because Pharaoh had sought the execution of all the male babies in Israel as they were exiled there in the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh's cruel execution of these children as they were thrown into the Nile, God gave Amram and Jochebed a plan, and they placed tenderly, lovingly from their laps and from their arms into a woven basket and placed that child in the Nile, and that child was discovered by the daughter of Pharaoh. And in the providence of God, remember what happened? Moses' own mother, Jochebed, was brought into the household of Pharaoh. And there she served as the virtual nanny, and yes, the mother of this child. And in those formative years, in those growing, nurturing years, this baby, this little babe, grew under the tutelage and the direction of his own mother. And there he learned in her lap what he would need as the leader of the nation of Israel and one of the greatest men the world has ever seen or known. What did she do? What did Jochebed do in directing this child, this leader in her lap, that we can reproduce in our own generation as we pass the faith along? Well, for one, she taught this boy to discover his own true identity. The mother of Moses taught the young boy that he was not an Egyptian. He was a Hebrew. That he was not of the royal family of Pharaoh, but he was of the royal family of God. He was God's man and God's child. And though he was trained in the wisdom of the Egyptians, he maintained through the years his spiritual heritage. Why? Because of a mother who loved him and because of a mother who helped him discover his own identity, who he was and what he could become. And that is the assignment and the responsibility of every parent here today. And moms, you in particular, can help your child discover his or her own self-worth. That God created your child in his own image, potentially to become his child forever. And there is no one like your child. There is no one like the child that God has given you. And so later in the book of Proverbs 22 and verse 6, we're told, therefore, to train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. In other words, and that verse could best be translated, train up a child according to his own way, according to the bent, the inclination of his own life. Train up a child, not in our way, but in God's way and the way of that child, because every child is an individual and every child is uniquely created of God. Not all are like the man Moses or like the child Moses, but each one, just as Moses was unique and under the providential care of God, so is your child and mine. The psalmist said, like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of your youth. And therefore, it is our responsibility to take them out of the quiver and polish them and point them and propel them against the enemy. And this happens early. We all know that the first 3 to 5 years is crucial in the spiritual, emotional, physical, mental development of every child. And you can't start too soon in teaching your child their true identity and their own uniqueness. We teach our children early why they are special, why they are unique, and why are they? Because God loves them. Yea, I have loved you with an everlasting love. The scripture says God's love is permanent. We can never be separated from the love of God. Why, Christian? God loved you even before you became a Christian. While you were alienated and estranged from God and at war with God in your own heart, living in the darkness of sin, He yet loved you. For God demonstrated His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for each one of us. Now, if God loved you that much before you became His child through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, just think how much He loves you now. And your family. Therefore, teach your child as he grows and develops, as she matures, and then ultimately comes into the faith, that you, child, are accepted in the beloved. So many children, unfortunately, grow up with the idea that they must prove themselves in order to be loved. But you communicate the truth to your children that God loves you immeasurably. God loves you perfectly. God loves you permanently. There is nothing you can do to cause God to love you more than He loves you right now, and there's nothing you can do to cause God to love you less than He loves you right now. That's what we teach our children. Our salvation, the way we become the children of God, is not based upon what we do, but what He has done for us, upon the finished work of Christ. And moms, it is your joy in particular, I believe, to help your children discover the joy of the love of God. There's nothing like a mother to teach her children that beautiful little song that we so often learned as babes. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Teach your child their spiritual heritage and their uniqueness. Now, the culture of our current world is seeking to systematically seduce our children. Forces in the world trying to change our children's identity. But you, like Jochebed, Mom, are standing in the gap. And she said, Pharaoh and the cruel forces of Egypt will not have my child. And you need to stand up with all the strength of your motherhood and all the spiritual character of your life, and stand in the gap for your child and declare, this world system will not have my child. My child belongs to God and will live for Him. Teach your child that true identity to know and experience the love of God. Counselor Cecil Osborne said, the young child has no clear picture of himself. He sees himself only in the mirror of his parents' evaluation of himself. A child who is told repeatedly that he's a bad boy or lazy or no good or stupid or shy or clumsy will tend to act out this picture, which the parent or some other authority figure has given him. But we say to the world and to the forces of hell, that you will not take our children from us, but we will raise them in a dark world as beautiful lights, that the world may see the family of faith. Teach your child who he is, who she is in Jesus. That's what Jochebed did for Moses. You know, the pharaohs of the time of Moses were known as Ramesses or Ramesses. That is, the child of Ra, the deity of the Egyptians. Ramesses, Ramses the first, Ramses the great, Ramses. And that most likely, having been adopted into the household of the daughter of Pharaoh, and therefore being the adopted grandson of Pharaoh, Moses was originally known as Ramoses. He was destined to be Ramesses. But under the direction of his godly mother, he recognized he was not to worship Ra. But he was a child of the one true God, Jehovah, Yahweh God. And therefore, when he came of age and when he became a man and chose his way, the way of the people of God, he dropped the Ra and became known simply as Moses, the child. Jochebed's child, the child of God.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, A Leader in Your Lap. Women today have more opportunities than ever before. So how can women seize those opportunities to glorify God and make an impact for His kingdom? That's one of the questions Dr. Jack Graham answers in his new book, True Womanhood. And we want to send you a copy as thanks for your gift today. So call now and request your copy of True Womanhood when you give. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, A Leader in Your Lap.
So let us teach that leader in our lap, that future leader that God has placed within us, their true identity. But there's something else we need to help them to do, and that is to develop the possibilities of their life. The possibilities. Moses was born to lead. God had a plan for him all along, but being God's gift to the world, it was Jochebed's joy to unwrap the gift and to help that boy discover what he could become. No doubt it was Jochebed who may have first whispered in his ears as she laid him to sleep at night, "You are destined to deliver Israel. You are God's man. Think of the possibilities." You never know who's sitting in your lap, do you? Only God knows. But as the saying says, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And I know this. Mom, do not ever underestimate the possibilities of your child's potential. And do not ever underestimate your influence upon that child. It's staggering the difference you make in that boy, in that girl's life. When all of our children were little, we taught them that wonderful little Gaither tune, "I am a promise. I am a possibility. I am a promise with a capital P. I'm a great big bundle of potentiality. And I'm trying to hear God's voice. And I'm trying to make the right choice. I'm a promise to be anything God wants me to be." And that's what a mother can do for a child. Your children need to know they can believe and achieve to the glory of God. They need to learn how to believe in a God who can do anything in their lives. That's what Moses learned. Where do you think he learned of the great creation account? Well, you say he learned it because the Holy Spirit gave it to him. Yes, indeed, the Holy Spirit inspired every word of it. But you know, in those early years of human history from Adam and Eve on, the great stories of life and salvation, the great stories of faith were passed along from generation to generation, from parent to parent. No question in my mind that when the time came for Moses to pen the Pentateuch and to write those first five books of the Bible, that God indeed gave him every word. Nothing was included that should have been excluded. Nothing was excluded that should have been included. And yet, cooperating in the human vein was a godly mother who taught him the stories of faith as a boy, who spoke to him of Noah's Ark and of Abraham and of Jacob and of Isaac. It was Moses' mother who said, God created the heavens and the earth. He was trained in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. And had he adopted the wisdom of the world, the wisdom of the Egyptians, he would have had all kinds of crazy stories to tell about the creation of the world. Stories like the earth as a globe sitting on the back of a huge giant turtle swimming in a cosmic sea. Had Moses included that in the scripture, we would have laughed it off as ancient fable and myth. But no, because of God's faithfulness to preserve his word and his truth, and because of a godly mother who passed it along, Moses said, God did it. God created it. God moved and he spoke and the worlds came into being. He learned to believe in a God like that. Look for the potential in your child. See your child not for what he is or she is, but what they can become. And then spend your days helping that child to reach their potential. Don't let the world put that trip on you that you're doing less than the best by prioritizing your kids. There's no higher calling in life than what you do, mother, to shape young lives, and your child has a potential to reach. Oliver Wendell Holmes once said that the failure to fully utilize our abilities is the greatest tragedy in America. So we need to help our children believe and achieve in God and what God can do in their lives. And remember, you can't do it for them, but you can get them in the position and help them be in the place and the position that they can succeed and win for themselves. You know, there's something about a mom that'll believe in her kids when nobody else does. Beethoven was once told by his music teacher, as a composer, you are hopeless. Thomas Edison, as a young boy, was told that he was so stupid that he could never learn anything. When F.W. Woolworth was 21 years old, he was given a job in a department store, but he was not allowed to wait on customers because, quote, he didn't have enough sense to do it. Walt Disney was once fired by a newspaper editor because he was thought to have no good ideas. World-famous tenor Enrico Caruso was told by one of his music teachers, you can't sing, you have no voice at all. And Louisa May Alcott, author of Little Women and other classics, was told by an editor that she was incapable of writing anything that people would ever read. But a mom, in spite of the naysayers, can say to a child, honey, I believe in you. No matter what, you can. You say, well, how do I do that? Well, number one, your child will grow if you're growing. Parents, it's our responsibility to keep growing mentally, physically, spiritually, because children model what they see. They do what they see others doing. And as they see you growing, as they see you learning and developing and trying new things and risking and, yes, failing and picking yourself up and believing in God through thick and thin, your children will grow like weeds in every way because you are creating an atmosphere in which they can grow, an environment for reaching their potential. Provide those opportunities. Challenge your kids to take risks. Reward them with praise when they succeed and encourage them when they fall flat on their face and help pick them up and urge them to keep trying. And then you keep expecting the best. Without pushing and prodding, without pressure, you give them high expectations and standards for living, standards for life that will get them out of their comfort zone and move them beyond what they could have been without your constant encouragement and your constant hopeful prayers and expectations. It was Abraham Lincoln who wrote these words. A child is a person who is going to carry on what you have started. He is going to sit where you are sitting, and when you are gone, attend to those things that you think are important. You may adopt all the policies you please, but how they are carried out depends on him, the child. He will assume control of your cities, states, and nations. He's going to move in and take over your churches, schools, and corporations. The fate of humanity is in his hands. And mom, dad, let me remind you that the one in whom the fate and the future of this world is in his hands, her hands, is now in your hands. So teach them the possibilities of their life. Teach them something else. The possibilities, teach them their identity, and teach them responsibility. Responsibility. Accepting and making the right choices. Those choices are vital to the spiritual well-being of the nation and of your own family. We're living in a world in which everyone seemingly wants to blame somebody else's choices for their problems and their failures. Teach your child to accept responsibility for their own life and their own choices in life. One of the things that we've tried to teach our children through the years is that first you make your choice and then your choice makes you. And we teach our children how to say yes and we teach our children how to say no. And especially it's important to teach our children how to make moral choices that build their lives rather than destroy their lives. But do everything that you can. You know, there's a protective nature of the mother. God made a woman like that. And you just use all that protective power that God has given you to help shape and shelter and bring security into the life of your child and help that child to accept those responsibilities in life. And then one final word about that leader in your lap. Teach them to develop their true spirituality, their truthful spirituality. The world needs your child to be God's man, God's woman in this generation and the generation to come.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, A Leader in Your Lap. The world has a superficial set of values it tries to place on women, but your worth isn't based on what the world says about you. It's based on what your Heavenly Father says to be true. In his new booklet, True Womanhood, Dr. Jack Graham helps you understand your priceless value in God's eyes. We'll send you True Womanhood as thanks for your gift today to PowerPoint. So please call now and request your copy of True Womanhood when you give. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. O-R-G. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
Unfortunately, too many parents are raising their children to be the wrong kind of persons, the wrong kind of leaders. And that is because we have absentee fathers. We have so many broken marriages or marriages that are full of fighting and arguing and dividing, parents who don't show the love and attention that their children need. And we have a culture that works against us, that sends so often all the wrong messages to our children. And as a result, our children get hurt. And rather than growing up strong in their faith and strong in their families, they grow up wondering how they're going to get along in life. There's so many discouraged and defeated children today. We see them in our schools, we see them in our churches, and we see them in the culture. The fact is, Scott, that parenting is hard work. And if we're going to be good at it, number one, we must share a personal faith. And together as parents, we must make a commitment to Christ and a commitment to our families. Setting parameters and disciplining a child, even when it is unpopular, that's hard work. Saying no to a child when the child wants you to say yes, that's hard work. Spending time with your children when you have many other things to do and your life is already stretched, that's hard work. Staying strong in your marriage and committed to each other unconditionally in your marriage, that is hard work. Being faithful to your God and serving Him so that your children see a godly example, that is hard work. I'm pointing out that this is difficult, but it is demanded in our lives. And because it is difficult and is because it is demanded in our lives, we need strength. We need power for parenting. That power, that strength comes from the Holy Spirit. That strength comes from the Word of God. I want to challenge you as a parent to develop your own spiritual life so that you will be strong enough to face the challenges of being a parent. When you are willing to take the risk to lead your children and to love your children, and that includes doing the difficult things and the hard work of parenting, it will pay off because your children finally and ultimately will know your heart. And it's the heart of a mom, it's the heart of a dad that makes the difference in a child. Make a commitment today to be the parent, to be the person God has called you to be. After all, that little one in your lap will be a great leader of tomorrow.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's booklet, True Womanhood, as our way of saying thank you. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. And remember, PowerPoint is a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. Well, next time, Dr. Graham brings a message about the priceless woman who devotes herself to faith. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.